Listen up, people. That's right. It's time to listen to the sparks of bliss in your life. I'm your host and life coach, Caroline de Posada from Miami, Florida. And this podcast is an invitation to join me in upgrading our mindset, wellness, and relationships so that together we create a life that unlocks our bliss. Join me each week as we explore practical strategies, inspiring stories, and the moments of clarity, or as we like to call them, los momenticos, that make the world a little more magical. Consider this your weekly dose of wisdom in your pocket. Are you ready? Let's do this. Hey, listeners, welcome to episode number 23 of Blissen Up. Today, what I have on my mind is how fascinating it is that even though we all come from different cultures, religions, backgrounds, philosophies, how we are all interconnected in one way or another, how we have so much to learn from each other. And if we were to set aside our own biases or our opinions about things and look at the world with just the lens of commonality, we would find so much commonality amongst each other. We would find so much that we could work towards together. And I'm going to tell you why I thought about this. So in last week's episode, I shared that my theme for October was Close the Loop October. And I have that theme on my mind because I'm feeling this desire to close things up, right? You know, before the end of the year, you know, just look at my life and what I have open and lingering and pending and decide what are the things that are draining my energy? What are the things that are lingering that I need to just close, finalize, and look at my life from that lens so that I really have the space and the capacity to have open loops that are energy giving, that, you know, are leading me to the life that I want to live. So that's kind of like the reason that I chose that theme. It felt last week like a time management kind of thing, like a productivity kind of thing that I was looking towards. But it's interesting how when you choose a theme and you create a word for something, like you give something language or you give something a label, how if you were to start looking at your life through that word and through that label, it could have so many meanings that it doesn't have to mean one thing in particular. It could mean many, many things. So this week I've been really focused on my theme from a productivity perspective, just really trying to become an essentialist, really trying to focus, really trying to streamline things, just, you know, be very intentional about taking things that I don't want on my plate, off my plate, closing loops, and getting ready for the holidays. Like, that's just kind of been the energy that I've been in. And then I had a coaching session with not one, but two clients of mine who happen to be Jewish and are celebrating Rosh Hashanah, which, if you don't know what that is, Rosh Hashanah is considered the Jewish New Year. Now, I'm not Jewish, but I love to learn about other people's religions, about their cultures, about their rituals that they practice, about their traditions. I just love learning about that. And as I was talking to my clients about how, you know, how they celebrate Rosh Hashanah and what it means, I learned so much about it. I learned that this is a holiday of reflection and renewal. It's a time to set intentions, and it's also a time to ask for forgiveness. And my favorite part of all of it is I learned that this is the beginning of a 10-day period, which is considered the days of awe. And I love words. And I love that Jewish tradition celebrates 10 days of awe. Like, I want that so much in my life. And I'm totally going to adopt the 10 days of awe in my family's life. It's like my next goal. But anyway, I'm learning about all of this, and I'm realizing that for Jewish people, this is a time to close the loop. Just like we are closing the loop in October, they are closing the loops in October, right? But in, you know, from their spiritual lens, from their religious lens. And that's when I started thinking about the interconnectedness of one another. There's a writer, her name is Anne Lamott, who once said that all writers are little rivers running into one lake, all contributing to the same big project. Similarly, Marcus Aurelius wrote, "For in a sense, all things are mutually woven together and therefore have an affinity for each other. For one thing follows after another according to their tension of movement, their sympathetic stirrings, and the unity of all substance." So I got that from a book called The Daily Stoic that I love to read. And that happens to be the reflection of one of the reflections in October. Again, all part of the interconnectedness of each other. It's like we are all part of this big project. And if we look at our lives from different angles, we really are all doing exactly the same thing. We're all aiming for a better life, a more meaningful life, a blissful life, life of forgiveness and renewals and reflection and intention. We all need that, and we all long for it at some point or another. So I don't know, I just have that in my heart today, and I wanted to share that with you about how, you know, maybe you're not Jewish, or maybe you have never heard of Stoicism, or maybe this is the first time that you've ever listen to a podcast in which every month there's a theme for the month. Maybe you're brand new to all of this stuff, and maybe you don't resonate with the language we use or the rituals or the traditions, or you're not familiar with those things. But I invite you to just be open to all of it, because there is beauty in all of it. And if you pay attention, you're going to find all the similarities, maybe between your religion or your philosophy or your practices with other people's. And with that openness, we all realize that we are all part of this beautiful world. We are all connected. We are all one. And so long as we are all working towards what is good and what is love and what is light and what is meaningful, then I think it all matters. So today, in honor of these 10 days of awe and in honor of closing the loop October, I'm going to give you a different flavor of this practice that you can kind of incorporate into your own life. This is a time that you can use for the next month or so. You could use this time for reflection. So you can ask yourself questions like, what areas of my life feel incomplete? Are there relationships that need mending or closure? Is there someone I have to forgive or forgiveness I have to seek? What are habits or goals that I've neglected and I want to revisit, right? What are some bad habit loops you want to close and good habit loops you want to open? You can also ask yourself, what am I holding on to? Whether it's guilt or regret or shame, and how can I release that and let it go in October? Close the loop on that so that I can welcome a new, fresh version of myself, a version where I don't have to be defined by my past, where I don't have to carry every mistake and every decision and every choice on my shoulders like a weighted vest, but rather I can release it and start over and start anew start stepping into a new identity, which if you don't know how to do that, I would love to support you and help you in that, because that is something that I believe in so strongly. I know that you have that in you. I know you do. And if you don't know how to do it on your own, I know that I can help you do that. So just keep that in mind. And then you can also use this time of closing loops of these 10 days of awe to set some intentions, right? Because again, in Rosh Hashanah, you are not only celebrating reflection, but you're also focusing on renewal. So what unfinished business will you resolve this month so that you can start fresh the next month? So that's what I have on my mind today. And I had the privilege of having these conversations with these two incredible humans as they enter their time of Rosh Hashanah and their days of awe, and they get ready for Yom Kippur. And it was just, I feel so grateful that I can learn from them. I feel grateful that I can find ways to connect their rituals, their beliefs, their practices into my own life. I just think it's all so beautiful. And that's my invitation for you today, is to think about, you know, how can you connect with other people's traditions and beliefs and rituals to enhance your life, to make your life a little bit more awe-inspiring, a little, to fill it with a little bit more wonder than what you've had so far. I think that's just an amazing thing. And before I close out this episode, something I do want to share with you is my sister's progress. I don't know if you've heard every episode, but if you haven't listened to the episode Fighting for Your 20%, which is episode number 19, I highly encourage you to listen to it, because it's a beautiful story of resilience and of fighting for literally when you have 20% chances of success. So I shared that story, and today somebody asked me, hey, what ended up happening with your sister? Did she end up having to have the below the knee amputation? And I realized that I haven't closed the loop on her progress here on the podcast. So in honor of October's close the loop theme, I think it's important for me to tell you the progress. And I'm so excited to share it with you. So after spending 4 months in the hospital in Fort Myers, I think 6 or 7 surgeries and a metatarsal amputation, my sister has lost almost 90 pounds. She has been working hard to gain some mobility back and some strength back. And we really wanted to get her into a rehab hospital so that she can start progressing and becoming independent again. And finally, I think it was last week, she was accepted into a hospital here in Miami. We were able to bring her home. She is in an acute rehab. She's still in the hospital, but it's a rehabilitation portion of the hospital. So it does feel different because she does feel like she's progressing. And she started the rehab with just trying to stand for a couple of seconds, like 20 seconds. She started with that. And then the next day she was able to stand for 49 seconds. And that day that she stood for 49 seconds, we had this beautiful conversation about taking quantum leaps in life and how even if your life is improving second by second by second, every time that you participate in your progress, like when you really take radical responsibility for what is within your control, and when you start really putting everything you have in it, right? Like in it to win it kind of thing, you take quantum leaps. So we had this great conversation, my sister and I was encouraging her, like, sis, you know, you gotta think big. Like, you gotta think you can move, you know, you can take a quantum leap into your recovery. And my friend Betsy was with me at the hospital that day, and I think it was her, the one that initiated the quantum leap conversation. She's like, Kathy, I want you to think about quantum leaps. And even explaining that, like, what does that mean, right? And it's quantum is like big. And my sister was like, well, yeah, but I mean, quantum leaps. I mean, I can't I'm just trying to like stand for one more second kind of thing. And we're like, no. Quantum leaps can be second by second. Like, it doesn't, you know, it's a mind thing. It's a perspective shift. Like, we want you to start thinking that you are going to step into this incredible healing. And the very next day, she took 12 steps. She went from standing for 49 seconds to taking 12 steps. And as of today, she has been taking about 15 steps 3 times a day. So she is well on her road to recovery. Her foot is healing. She is getting stronger. She is believing in herself. She's got big goals. And I'm so excited for her progress. So I'm thrilled to be able to close that loop here for you. I'm sure I'll bring her up again and I'll talk to you about her again as she continues to progress. But for purposes of this, I wanted you to know what a miracle. Like, she is living in her miracle right now. Her, you know, she was given 20% chance to heal her foot, and she is living in the miracle of making that 20% her reality and getting hopefully to 100% of healing. So thank you for asking. I know that some of you have been asking about it, and I'm really grateful for you being part of this, because again, we are all interconnected. All of us, we are all part of this big ocean. And as long as we are all sending each other love and well wishes and just realizing that we are all connected, I think we make this world a better place. Okay, everybody, I hope you have a happy, sacred Sunday today, and that you have something to think about for the rest of the week. I gave you a bunch of action items, so make sure you go back and write those questions down, and maybe you could even make this month a month where you create a little ritual of starting the day or ending the day with those prompts that I put in, those questions that I asked at the beginning, in the middle of this episode, and make that part of your Closing the Loop October. I hope that serves you well. Oh, and one final announcement. I want to let you know that we are hosting our 5-day Mimic Fast Challenge starting on October 20th. So this is basically a 5-day fast, but it is a mimic fast. So you don't have to stop eating foods completely, but it tricks your body into believing that you are in a full fast. And it is a truly transformative challenge. It's an opportunity to experience a mental reset, to enhance your emotional well-being. It's a time for spiritual awareness. It's a time to reset your habits. Some say that it even has connected them to their bliss. So it's really a beautiful opportunity. And of course, just like, I mean, this is, I'm telling you, we're all interconnected. Jewish people fast on Yom Kippur. So I'm, you know, it's like all the same. We're all doing the same thing in different ways. It's an amazing thing. But anyway, this is our version, I guess, of Yom Kippur, but it's a 5-day opportunity, and it's a really great reset. And you get to spend 5 days with me, life coaching you, helping you with your mindset and with your wellness and with your just your relationship to yourself and to food. And you get to spend it in community, and you get to spend it with Dr. Sanchez, who knows all of the science behind RejuvaFast and has so much knowledge. It's absolutely incredible. So you get this comprehensive opportunity to reset and reconnect and renew. Just perfect for October. So it will be a wonderful way to close the loop of October and start fresh with a healthier version of yourself in mind, body, and soul. So I hope you'll join us. In my show notes, you'll find the link, but all you have to do is go to www.rejuvafast.com. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, that we are giving away a t-shirt, an I Survived Rejuvafast t-shirt, to the people that sign up first before, you know, while supplies last kind of thing. We'll be giving you a t-shirt as part of your purchase. So that is a fun little bonus. All right, everybody, have a great weekend, and I will see you next week. That's it for today's episode. Thanks so much for being here. I am deeply, deeply grateful for this time to connect. If you're loving this podcast, I'd love if you could support me by subscribing, rating, and or leaving a review wherever you listen to podcasts. Those reviews help us so, so much. And if you know of someone who could really use a voice like mine in their head, please share this with them and let them know how much you care about their bliss. Now, if you are feeling called to dig deeper and really work on elevating your mindset, wellness, and your relationships to create a healthier, happier, and more meaningful life, then I invite you to schedule a 60-minute complimentary consultation with me. Let's have a meaningful conversation and see if working together is in our future. You can find the link to the calendar of consults right there in my show notes, but you can also connect with me on my website, carolinedeposada.com, or just send me a DM on Instagram, at carolinedeposada. Like my friend always says, the project is big and you're a part of it. So thanks for being here.